The anti-war protests at college campuses are still on a hot burner, students demanding a ceasefire in Gaza, divestment from Israel. At Columbia in New York, they're still occupying Hamilton Hall, a building famed for past student takeovers. They've passed a deadline set by the school to evacuate. No arrests have been made so far. We reported yesterday on the small rural California university, Cal Poly Humboldt, where students had barricaded themselves in the president's office. Last night, officers stormed in, arresting 25 protesters, ending the occupation of that building. And now let's go to Texas. At least 79 anti-war student protesters were arrested on UT Austin's campus yesterday, according to the Travis County Sheriff. The students called for divestment from Israel, and they continued to protest the Israeli war against Hamas in Gaza. This is the second crackdown after police managed to clear a small encampment, only to face a larger crowd near the edge of the university's central mall, posting a direct challenge to both university leaders and Governor Greg Abbott. Audrey McGlinchey is a reporter with member station KUT. So, Audrey, just what's happening? Is this campus functioning as a school at all? Are people going to a class? Is this protest isolated in one part of it? What's going on?
It is pretty isolated in one part of the campus. And as far as I can tell students, I spoke with one student who finished his finals this week, and he was out at the protest yesterday. So as far as I can tell, final exams and are continuing as scheduled.
Okay, well, you were there yesterday when, as we said, at least 79 people were arrested. Let's hear a little bit from a video posted on X, Twitter, by Peter Holly, senior editor at Texas Monthly. It appears to show a student appearing to have been tear gassed.
Open your eyes! Look up! Look up! Open your eyes!
Did that happen? Is there tear gas being used?
Yes, I was there. I nearly missed, I believe it was pepper spray. We're not entirely sure, but I nearly missed it getting into my own eyes. I blocked it with my arm, but I witnessed several students, one of whom said that she had contacts in her eyes, just screaming in pain because, as anyone may know, having tear gas or even pepper spray shot into your eyes is extremely painful. So yes, at one point, police used an irritant on protesters.
Yeah, and what was the reasoning for that? Was there violence? Were they not moving? Why did they do that?
So at one point, I believe this was around 2:30 or 3 p.m., students gathered towards an exit of the campus, and they were attempting to block a van of arrested protesters. So there was a van where protesters who had been arrested were sitting in, and they were going to be taken to jail by the police. So protesters gathered to block this van from leaving campus. And in doing so, there was a standoff between protesters and police that erupted in police trying to clear and disperse the protesters so that they could leave the campus. And that resulted in what appeared to be pepper spray used and two flashbangs as well.
Yeah. Look, the school said today that most of those protesters arrested yesterday are not affiliated with the university. Is there a way to verify that?
Yeah, so the university said many of the protesters yesterday were unaffiliated with the university. We are now reporters with KUT here in Austin. We're now going about trying to verify that. So we're looking at names on arrest affidavits and running that through the University of Texas's student directory to try to see if we can verify that.
Yeah. Are there any talks between student leaders and the administration?
That I am not entirely sure of. I believe the university said they have attempted talks, but as far as I can tell, there either haven't been talks or they have not been productive.
And we mentioned the governor, Greg Abbott. You have told us that the security responding to these protests is state police, local police, and campus security. That's a lot in three different branches. Has there been any conversation about National Guard?
There has not been any conversation, but there was word last week that National Guard was on hand and was ready to be deployed if they were needed.
Yeah. Audrey McGlinchey, a reporter with member station KUT, helping us take a look at one of the colleges across the country in the midst of these protests. Audrey, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.